Loper drove his pickup around to the machine shed, and they hooked the two pickups together with the tow rope. Loper climbed into the lead pickup, and Slim headed for the broken one. By the time his hand touched the door handle, Drover and I were right there, poised and ready to spring up into the cab. See, we'd had a little conference and had decided that, well, it had been a long time since we'd been to town, and we probably needed to go. Or to frame it up from a different angle, we knew that Slim would want us to go. I mean, who'd want to make a long, lonely trip into town without a couple of Cracker Jack cow dogs? He noticed us standing there, poised and quivering with excitement. The excitement that any normal, healthy American dog would feel at the prospect of going to the big city. Slim gave us a sour look. "What's this? You think you deserve to go to town?" "Well, yes, sure. Definitely. I mean, we had suffered with him through the pickup crisis, right?"
"Okay, I'll let you go, but you'd better behave yourselves."
"Oh, sure, no problem there. We would be perfect dogs, no kidding." When he opened the door, I sprang upward with a mighty surge and hit the steering wheel, you might say, and tumbled backward to the ground. But I leaped to my feet and tried it again and made a smooth landing on the seat. And you'll notice that I got there several seconds ahead of Drover. That assured me of getting my favorite spot in the pickup, the shotgun position beside the window on the passenger side. When we were all settled inside the pickup, Slim slammed the door and let his gaze drift over to me.
"Did you hit the steering wheel?"
"Well, I... yes, maybe I did. But was that a big deal? I mean, any dog could have..."
"You gotta watch out for those steering wheels, Pooch. They'll jump right out in front of you."
"Very funny." Loper took the slack out of the tow rope and we began the slow trip into town. An hour after leaving the ranch, we were driving down the main street of Twitchell, Texas. Wow, what an exciting place. It had everything. Cars, people, stores. We passed Waterhole 83, the Dixie Dog Drive-In, Stockman's Western Wear, two gas stations, the picture show, and a grocery store. We made a left turn at the stoplight and pulled up in front of Herbert Ford. There, Loper and Slim got out of their respective pickups and went inside to talk to the service manager. Before he left, Slim leaned inside the window and said,
"Y'all stay here and be nice. We won't be long."
"Yes, sir." Being nice would be no problem at all.